This is the Friends of History Debating Society. Hello. I'm John Batchelor, welcoming Thaddeus McCotter, columnist at American Greatness and Human Events, writing of the World Economic Forum, a.k.a. Davos, and a presentation that is not only at the World Economic Forum, it is worldwide. The people called the optimates by the Romans, called the elitists by here in the 21st century, looking for tomorrow, looking for the future. And this future, apparently, Thaddeus has the same problem I'm having these days. My handwriting has deteriorated. It was never great. But since I don't write much anymore, except making notes of books that I read, it's Scrabble. And I can't quite read it when I go to use it. Thaddeus, I understand you have the same problem. Why did this happen to us? And what does it mean about tomorrow? Good evening.
Good evening to you, John. Thanks for having me back. As we've discussed in previous podcasts, the Canadian media philosopher Marshall McLuhan famously said, "The medium is the message." What he meant by that was, with every new technology, there will be unintentional or unforeseen consequences arising from it, which in its own way constitute the new medium's quote-unquote message. So when you and I have trouble writing, which is something we both used to routinely do and do reasonably well enough, at least it was legible at that point in time, or if you wanted to remember something, say, phone numbers, which are increasingly difficult to remember, at least on my part these days, you can look back to the advent of the smartphone. You can look back to the rise of the internet. You can look back to the keyboard whereby you spend all your time typing all instead of writing, or when you can just simply plug in a name or a contact and it carries the telephone number with it and you can just tap it on. You don't even have to recall the number, just the name of the individual you're trying to reach. What happens is, like every other muscle, your brain has to do certain activities to continue to do them well. Writing is also a physical manifestation of your hand cutting across a piece of paper with a pen in it or a pencil in it, or in my case, a crayon. When you look at it that way, John, what you're seeing is the rise of the technology is having unintended consequences. Now, when you look at the World Economic Forum or you look at some of their pet mesmerists that are trying to hypnotize the masses into submission, like Mr. Harari, they're starting to talk about how we're going to have to relearn to write. We're going to have to relearn how to basically exist within a virtual reality, which is going to be put forward by the new technologies all around us. Now, the unforeseen consequences they start to talk about, and one of the speculative consequences that Mr. Harari puts out there is the fact that you're going to have a useless class of individuals who will be, by definition, incapable of doing anything else except maybe spending their days living in virtual reality, because they will not have the skills or the intelligence or the ambition or whatever to actually function in the real world. What will then happen is there will be people who will continue the lifelong human temptation to try to make themselves gods, and they will occupy reality and subjugate those of us who are then deemed useless. It's not a very particularly inspiring view of the world, but that's what they're talking about. Now, when rich people talk about useless classes and they start talking about themselves as having to deal with the useless classes, or to have us, some of us, relegated to the unreality which they would foist upon us or subject us to, nothing good is going to happen. So when you see it, John, my concern is that with the technology in place, that people are going to lose not only their ability to write or to recall phone numbers, they're actually going to be relegated to a living death of virtual reality, because as you and I both know, there is reality and there is unreality. And those of us who are subjected to unreality are nothing, are actually worse than serfs.
Harari writes, Harari calls it the rise of the use. This is a quote from the show, the Harari 2017 book, Homo Deus, A Bright History of Tomorrow. Harari calls it the rise of the useless class. They actually use that term, that is?
Useless. Harari does, and he explains why.
Useless.
Later on.
it doesn't sound like he's trying to sell anything. It sounds like
he says he uses it deliberately for the shock value of it. When you think about it, what he's trying to say is that as technology advances and artificial intelligence starts to do jobs that were ordinarily done by human beings, and that can only AI has to only do it just as well to render millions of people quote unquote useless, or if the British would say it nicely, redundant for the jobs that they used to have. That's his concern. So when he talks about having to relearn everything, eventually you're going to wind up sitting around basically trying to occupy your time. You can either find your own reality through the old school of drugs, or you can do it through the virtual reality around us. But in the end, you will be relegated as useless in his world. Now, when you think about it, John, and I said it in the article, you know, as a believer, my job is to, quote, prepare the way of the Lord, end quote. When you start to see people talking about creating millions upon millions of useless people, people spending their time in virtual unreality, you start to wonder who the World Economic Forum, these other rich people, are preparing the way for. It certainly isn't the Lord.
That is, calling human beings useless, it doesn't prove it, but there's something that echoes there.
Yes, there is.
From the time...
You know what it is.
Yes. Well, let me back up. Eugenics. Eugenics,
yep,
was a way of talking about human beings between those who are healthy and those who are a burden to society. Eugenics, mm-hmm, in the early part of the 20th century, it wasn't invented with the governance in Berlin. It was invented by scientists who believed...
Oh, science, yes.
Who believed or said they believed that this was the way of the future. This is fresh to me. Are these speakers calling people useless, are they well-educated? Do we know anything about their... Have they read widely? Do they understand the history that you and I understand about caring for others? Do they...
What they should recall, if anything else, is that eugenics was considered science. It was considered cutting edge science. And at one point, the quote unquote science was settled regarding eugenics. And that led to the echo that reverberates so disturbingly throughout the decades. You understand where that word useless came from. It came from Hitler talking about useless eaters.
Yeah, he adopted what was in the
scientific
what was in the magazines. I understand that. I'm aware that this young man knows what he's talking about. Does he know?
He's supposed to be a historian, John, but clearly for whatever reason, he does not understand why when you start talking about a useless class, you are echoing the very phrase that one of the most evil monsters that humanity has ever seen has used the phrase useless eaters as he committed genocide against entire races of people.
Wow. How did you come across this? Were you reading? Did it come up in an
article? Yes, I can still read despite the internet.
Yes, I know, but...
I can't write, but I can still read.
Were you reading in some direction that you came across this? Because it's all news to me.
No, if you follow the Economic Forum, they'd like to have Mr. Hariri come and entertain them. You have people like Bill Gates and others who think this could be the next Nostradamus. He sounds more like Alfred E. Newman. What me worry? What do I got to worry about? I'm one of the elite. So at the end of the day, it's out there if you want to find it. He's written books.
I didn't know.
What's shocking you, John, is the fact that more people are outraged by the fact that you have people at the World Economic Forum talking about how there's going to be useless eaters in the world, and they ain't them.
I'm looking up. Let's see. He was born and raised an Israeli historian, professor of the Department of History, Hebrew University. This is so outrageous. The author of popular science books. He's 46 years old and apparently not well read. He went to Hebrew.
But he's rich. They've made him rich, and they've made him a household word in many quarters, especially some of the fancier quarters of the World Economic Forum's patrons. So at the end of the day, John, this is not something we can disregard. I mean, this is something that a lot of people take very seriously.
I'm not trying to disregard it. I was making light of Davos now I begin to think that Davos is dangerous.
You know, when you sit around with a bunch of rich elitists in Europe starting to tell you what the world's going to like and that there are useless classes on their way, you might want to consider it to be a problem.
The man's name is Yuval Noah Harari, H-A-R-A-A-R-I. I will keep watch to see if he pops up in the New Yorker or other distinguished publications. Thaddeus McCotter, American Greatness, Human Events. We're going to turn to politics next because Thaddeus is a recovering politician in Michigan, and Michigan's in the news. This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I am the freshly informed John Batchelor.